Today's topic, Yemitzah Hashem, we're going to return to Hilchos Shabbos. And the question that's not been discussed by any sefer that I can, that I looked around and spent time, spoke to Rami this week, the question that began last week before Shabbos, what's Bishul today in 2025? There are so many different methods of cooking, but without heat. In the past, there have been questions about different types of methods of creating heat without even fire. People have been asking me about certain meals that come in packages that you can create by breaking it, you create a heat, and other ways how food can change. Today, we're going to focus on fish, and we're going to discuss the methods that are used today to prepare fish. And we're going to then delve into other parts of Hilchos Bishul, which is Nageya to each one of us. I've heard my nephew a couple of weeks ago met me and said, did you hear what they said in Lakewood? A halacha regarding making coffee and whether it's going to be making hot cocoa. We're not going to go into the klisheni, klishlishi, klirishain. We've done that in the past. We'll touch upon it, just we know what Bishul is with heat. But we are going to be spending some time on a couple of malachas. One is bishul, one is ma'abe tanning, and one is going to be makabah patish, which is a malacha found not specifically by bishul, but it's found as a general halacha when you're completing and finishing a product and there's a final step. And it's very possible, therefore, that even with food, there are steps which are considered a final step in the process, and then it would be a malach of magda bapatish. We begin with a Mishnah Brura, Simen Shin Yud Ches, where the Mishnah Brura is quoting the Prima Gadim, as we will learn the Prima Gadim inside. And we, as we go through this, the Olam can learn the sugya with me. As I mentioned when I started this year, there's no tshuva yet about this. In our Tshuva Sfarim, and I'd like to therefore go through the sugya with everyone here as a sugya different than all other halacha shirim that we've had. Is I usually find someone who talks about it, and then you can compare your maskana with theirs. Don't really have that in this sugya. So we're going to learn the Mishnah Berurah Simen Shin Yud Ches Kanal. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about in his introduction. It's an introduction to Bishul. And he talks about wax, chalev, and other types of material, let's say, whether it's zephes, kaifer, gopher, sulfur. All these, if you melt it, that's the lashon on the masses, is really to make it into a liquidy type of a form. It's mebashel, you're changing the form. So bishel is changing, softening. That's what we do with our food. You have a meat, you soften it, you with the heat, it's going to be softer, and that would be bishul. And then you're chayav because of this. So it seems, and Ramichas Yitzchak in his tshuva, I didn't look through it now, but I remember years ago going through his tshuva, defining bishul, because bishul by solids and liquids are very different. By a liquid, you don't change the properties of the liquid at all. It's a liquid before, and it's a liquid later. It's just the temperature that's changed. When it comes to a solid, it is a change. You're taking something which is of substance, whether it's kasha, and you're making it soft, making it hard, which also is a part of the process. And the definition there, bishul, would be change. You're changing the actual item itself. So now you're making it hard. That's cheretz, chayim mishem mevashul. The koidim shem ischazik hakli, even it's harbik, shem anasa cheretz v'roi. Mispashal, it's tith shalkli. It's change. Bechain. Then he has more examples in his introduction. Someone takes, even with wood, it doesn't have to be food. Someone takes a piece of wood, puts it in the oven, it should dry out. So before it was very soft, the item metal, now you remove the liquid. Also, bishop, klali shel davar. Here's our rule. Bain, whether you're going to take something which is kosher and make it now not hard. Beish, the Mishnah Berurah says the word eish. Oy, or shehik she guf rak, you take something soft, and now you're going to make it hard. Chai, arezit bishul. Mishnah Berurah does say beish, with fire. So it seems that you need fire, heat, Without heat, we don't see any halacha bishul. Therefore, I want to learn the Prima Gadim with everybody here, and you'll tell me if you believe that the Prima Gadim learns like the Mishnah Berurah or not. Clearly, the Pashit words in the Prima Gadim are not the going to follow the Mishnah Berurah, but the whole shiur is based on the Prima Gadim, really. So if the Olam can just focus on these words in the Prima Gadim and tell me what you think when you learn this Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says, Alantis Eshava. You can see already that there's many different words that are going to reference wax. Even if you're going to melt the wax, the ain yatzay leathers blood. So you see, there's no heat. He clearly says it's not yatzay leathers. There's no heat involved. Still awesome. That's called bishul. Why is it bishul? Sharipa guf kasha. I'm softening something which is kasha. I have something which is hard. I have, let's say, this fish, and we're going to cure it. You'll tell me how to pronounce all the words the right way. But we're going to cure the fish. So we're going to be softening the fish without any heat. We're going to use lemon juice. We're going to use salt, which will then we'll get into ma'ave. If you're going to learn Prima Gadim the way I learned the Prima Gadim, Pashit, you're learning the words of the Prima Gadim, isn't it seem to say that you don't need heat? He clearly says you don't need heat. It's Bishul doesn't require heat. Normally, Bishul would require heat because that's how you are able to make change.
In this case, how are you softening the wax?
It would, right. The question is, what are you doing to soften the wax? But if you're going to just leave it out, maybe even if it's the enyat leathers, he's telling you that there's going to be some heat, whatever that heat's going to be. It's going to be, I don't know, let's say at night you leave it outside and now this, it's going to melt. So that's not bishul. It's not yat leathers. So if you're going to learn pashu be regarded, I can somehow without heat, because normally bishul's heat, he's telling you you don't need heat. Obviously, Avram, you're right. It has to be that he needs some type of, it's going to be 90 degrees outside and you're leaving it outside, it's going to melt. But that's not Yatzei Leathers. Whatever the temperature Yatzei Leathers, it's not reaching. So I would have learned like that. And that's how some learn the Prima Gadim. I'm not going to say not, whether it's going to be an Aruch HaShulchan possibly or whether it's going to be others, that just take the words of the Prima Gadim. And if that's the question, if that's the case, I don't have to go further in the shir. And the problem is that if you are going to learn the Prima Gadim just like this, there are so many different foods that we make that we are also taking something and changing its form. For example, why, according to the Prima Gadim, why are you allowed to make coffee? If you're taking something...
Why can't I make a piece of meat that has a gravy in the morning? From temperature standpoint, and the gravy comes with it.
Because there from before already, he didn't change anything. Because there before was the gravy in the refrigerator, it was already fully edible to eat. We're talking about over here, that's how they're going to learn the Prima Gadim, that I am now doing something which is making it edible. Not that it was, and then I put it in the refrigerator, I'm taking it out. That's for sure not visual, because I could have already had that before. We're going to have to learn the Prima Gadim that I'm not sure exactly the wax. But he's saying that at the end, you reap a good kasha. In other words, that bishul, it was once kasha, and it was never soft, and the kasha is becoming soft. No, isn't that what you would say? So it comes along with Shem Zalman Orbach. He's bothered by this question that is obvious to me. Of course, it was very difficult preparing a shir when you're on your own and trying to analyze Prima Gadims and go back to like the yeshiva days where you're trying to learn on your own. What does the Prima Gadim mean? So let's learn together. The Olam again can just learn the Shmir Shabbos together with me. And he says like this: Avol ach beikra davar efshir. The chol shein tzarich l'rip l'chaim shayatzei leves by ain echayv yishrimip by gov kasha. K'may l'mashal. He gives this case: if someone takes sugar and you melt sugar, so you're taking water and you pour it on the sugar, what ends up happening? The sugar is going to become a different. It was kasha before, and now it's off. You're not allowed to do that. And there are those that are going to tell you, yeah, you can't do that. You can't go ahead and make coffee then, because you're taking a davar kasha. The coffee is kasha. And now I'm taking the coffee and I'm making it into davar rach. So why isn't that bishul? Even if it's not yatzei leathers, even if you're doing your kli shlishi, whatever you want to tell me, you're using a kli revi, and you're going to go ahead and my nephew did tell me I have to ask him again, but he told me which rav in Lakewood, and he's telling me that and Ramesha does speak about this too, that you're not allowed to make coffee. And yeah, you have to make sense with coffee too. You have to go ahead before Shabbos. We'll see later. The Piskei Tshuvos does bring those that hold like that. you would have to go out and take your coffee and make it like you do your tea, make all the coffee scents before, and then you would do whatever you would do with your tea, klishlishi, klisheni, whatever. We're not going to go back into that sugya over here. It's liquids, it's going to be klisheni.
You can't put salt in any food. You can't put salt in any food.
That's right, because you make
it dissolve. It's going to dissolve.
Right, it's going to dissolve, right. According, right, so that we're going to have to see. It's not nicker. So if it's not nicker, and it's also not the ikker, here the coffee is the ikker. I'm taking the water, I'm changing the actual coffee. By pouring it on, it's direct. The salt is not happening right away. That's a little
safe. Not salt, but
very good. We're going to get to that later. That's going to be when we get to Ma'abe. Right now, we're just going to focus on the bishul. So if you look at the Rosh Hashanah, and he says, oh, the prima godim, the kavanas of prima godim, hanal, ishadava marupa, lo yischan, it doesn't get to yatzai leathers, boy. Avalim klal, ena tzarech chayim she yatzai leathers, boy. If you really don't need it, then it's not bishul at all. What do those words mean? And he has to explain the prima godim. So the prima godim is saying like this: if you don't, if it's like sugar pouring water on sugar, that's for sure not bishul because I don't need yatzai leathers. If it's something which we don't kishadava marufa, read those words again. Shadava marufa, this item which is marufa would not be heated up l'chaim shayatzai leathers by. If it does, so really it does need yatzai leathers. Without yatzai leathers, something is taking place. Something is going to happen. So then the prima godin is going to say that it's problematic. So he's going to learn the prima godin ain yatzai leathers by aser means that yes, there's heat involved over here. So if you're taking the wax and you're going to use, even though it's not yatzai leathers, but there's heat. If there's no heat at all. So he's going to tell you it's not a problem at all because just you can take sugar and pour water on it. There's no heat there necessary at all. How do you fit that into the words of the prima godin? A little bit difficult. If anyone could fit it into the words, I'd love to hear. But that's what he's trying to say. He says you can go definitely going ahead. And my question to you is that so what about the coffee? What is coffee? We need yatzai leathers too, but you really don't. Well. You don't really need it, right? Because you can go ahead and pour the water and it's still going to melt. It's still going, something's going to happen without the yatzai leathers. It's like pouring it on sugar. You could do that. So, although it's not really the same. I don't know if you pour cold water on the coffee and it turns and all the.
Ice.
What kind of coffee?
Instant? I'm talking about instant coffee.
It will dissolve. It will dissolve. It's still a hard one. Sugar also dissolves in cold.
Okay, so it seems the way that Rav Shlomo Zalman is learning is that really it would need the yatzai leathers, but without the yatzai leathers, something is going to happen here too. Like because that's his lashon novel. Im klal ein tzarech chaim she yatzai leathers, so really it does need it. You're not doing the yatzai leathers, but something is being accomplished over here. So then there would be a malach of bishul over here, even though it's not
warm water that's not yatzai leathers still dissolve it. Right. You don't like the cold, the warm water.
I forgot to put up hot water.
Right. So he's so then you're limiting the amount of you're limiting what the prima godin is saying over here. What we're going to do is because we're going to need a lot of time for the share today. I'm going to go through this quickly. The Olam has time during the week. I'm sure you don't have time to be learning this, but if you have even a few minutes to just try to delve into this sugya, it's worth it. Because it's nagiyat to so many of the foods. Let's learn the mechaber and Shimon Shin Yod Ches, because the mechaber does talk about fish and the malacha of, we're not sure what malacha he's talking about until we start delving into the achrayim. Says the mechaber like this: Ein shayra naisa mechaber b'shabbos. You're not allowed to soak in hot water on Shabbos. Lava medishon. You're allowed to wash food with hot water on Shabbos. Chutz, except for certain foods you can. So that would be going into the halacha of. Klisheni. Look at the Mishavur number 4. Madichin Oisai. Shemar Olam in Klisheni. In Klimishin Avad Etzos. The Iri Klisheni is allowed. I can have a Klisheni. In other words, I filled up a cup of hot water for my urn. So now I am going to have the... I have my Klimishin pouring into the Klisheni. So now my Klisheni, if I'm going to pour from that cup, it's Iri Klisheni. And once it's Iri Klisheni, normally it's permitted. But over here, we're going to see by fish it's going to be prohibited. Most of the time is going to be mutter. It's hadacha ba'alma. Says the Mishnah Berura. Good, except. And I'm liach hayosha. Okay, what's liach hayosha? Says the Mishnah Berura like this. It's a dog maluch shoshana shabra. It's a certain type of a fish. The kulias haspan of shame dog shaykh and I say machin smilchal yede hadacha. So how would you eat it? You would go ahead and you would wash off the salt. Okay, now feel hadacha nami loish zel gmar malacha. So what's the malacha over here? Baba Bishal. He said the Gemara, the Medich, again, it's a chaman, it's always hot water. Medicha mechaman, chiyav chavis. So says the Mishnah Berurah like this. V'nei kam afrenim kasam, tevah shalei levarim shein chay leichloi. You can't eat it until you get the salt off. It's so salty. Kos man shal duch lechaman. Okay. Hadacha, through the hadacha, that's Bishal. You're making it into reichloi. I couldn't eat it. It's too salty. U'adin, also, anything which is extremely salty, shein chay leichloi b'lea al hadacha, abo dvarim, if you can eat it without washing it off, you're no problem. You can pour from klisheni. He said, "Dag malish from our fish and nikra herring. You could use cold water. I don't need hot water. Ulapaman even without adacha mutter. Mutter ladichat manchamen. I can use mayim chamen. I'm not making it into food because I can eat it without, or I could use cold water. Yeah, taz mashma. The issues are the taz mashma. You shouldn't use hot water, but it'll feed the mishabura. It would have to be hot water. If it's not hot water, there's no problem washing off the fish from the salt." And if you're able to use cold water, even if you did use hot water, it's also not a problem because it can't be bishul. I don't need hot water. Lefi the Mishnah Berurah, once I don't need heat, even if I do use heat, it's not considered bishul. And that's why Bir Alacha says the same thing until he comes to the end. He brings another achrayim. So let's see the Bir Alacha on the bottom. I am Mishnah Berurah. Shebitzayne mutter. Hey, mashma bebeis yaisu. Ben kasavel yirabo. Sayne is mutter for sure. So you clearly see he's not learning the Prima Gadim the way you would learn the Prima Gadim. Then Kasabel Yerabo, even though, again, the cold is washing away the salt. I can eat it now. Without the cold, I can't eat it. He doesn't have a problem with it. We say for Master Kef Shachrayim, he says, Reisim in Prima Gadim. You see, he brings that out of Prima Gadim. Sharaitz al-Khadish. Prima Gadim is really being the Khadish because of Makabah Patish. If he can eat it without Adach, oh, it's Makabah Patish. That, you're finishing the product. Therefore, he has a question on the Beis. Why is cold water mutter? Nisha b'kushit. Lefi the Prima Gadim, whether it's Bishul or whether it's Makabah Patish, we saw the Prima Gadim, he clearly said that it's Bishul. But he also clearly holds that there's a Makabah Patish issue over here. Makabah Patish, I can't eat the food without cold water. So if I need cold water to make it, then it would be awesome. Lefi this, you can't make coffee either. Because even with cold water, because the cold, clearly it's Makabah Patish. Prima Gadim clearly holds like that. What about all the other Achrayim? Do they hold like the Prima Gadim or not? Normally the Mishnah Berurah passes like the Prima Gadim. But over here he goes on to one of the longer Bir Halachas in Hilchos Shabbos, where he brings down many questions on this. Let's just read the end of the Bir Halacha. I left out the whole middle. And he says like this, that when it comes to food, it's not Shaykh Makabah Patish. In a Prima Gadim, I put it in bold, the last few lines. In a Prima Gadim, tell us, say, for a Patish, I'm going to say, Odaika, the Dovish, and Yachalacha, the Adacha, it's Makaba Patish. And then turn over the seat. Hayayshim in Varenu says, the Bir Alacha, the Inya Makaba Patish, the Dover Shu, the Dover Eichel, is a Dover Chatish. There's no concept of finishing a product, Shalay Nimtsa, the Paiskin. The other Rabba, Yesh Kama Sirus, was that, Meshach Kasab, and Lamala. Okay, we don't have to be machmer ba'adacha sinan b'shem gavna. You can use cold. Even though the cold is making it into a food, not a problem at all. Okay, that's Mishnah Berurah. What about the Aruch HaShulchan? What about all the other paiskim? So I didn't want to just have a whole sheet of all the other paiskim, albeit. But when you start to see the other paiskim, you will see that they do hold like the Prima Gadim. And if you hold like the Prima Gadim, then we are running into many questions in Hilchos Shabbos. So let's see, just because I just didn't want to delve into this part because I really want to go into our fish and curing the fish. Look at the Piskei Tshuva. The Piskei Tshuva does bring down a kavana al adach shvi b'chamin, shayatza leves ben. It has to, even a kli shlishi, kli revi, and then he brings, there are those that are mitzadeh, like we learned from Shlomo Zalman, gama chamin, that's the Prima Gadim. He's not quoting the Prima Gadim. Even if it's not yatza leves boy, but it's hot, you need heat. Without heat, it's not bishul at all. Then it's nachshash, and that's bishul brus. Again, let's remember over there, we have different sheets over here. You have the Prima Gadim, we have our first Prima Gadim, which says that it's always going to be bishul. You have Shlomo Zalman, who explains the Prima Gadim, that if it's chamin, and it's chamin, even if it's nayat, but it's still going to be bishul. Sinai is mutter. And then you have the Prima Gadim that says it's makabah patish. So it might not be bishul, but it's still going to be makar.
Even with kol.
Even with kol, very good. That's what he says. Oh, the maskana samishin bura. I feel oisan dvarim. Asher dai lahem adach b'tzaynan. Nikamakam im shtab kim yoy. Because the bir alacha does end up. If it's better, are you the shriya? Yeah, adach b'chamin. He should be machmir not to do it. Although he already said that really it should be
so mutter. The grablax is edible without it. It's not going to be very good. It's very full.
Right, but al yidei chak would be good.
Then chak would be able to eat it as is without washing it at all.
And right, you can eat it, and that's what he seems to say. If you can eat it al yidei chak, because he writes, "Avolayis advarma shenatzim reyim lachila gama yidei shuriyah b'tzaynan ve'en achil ve'en achamin meisifin shvach." Can you tell me maybe the chamin is meisif shvach? That's what he's saying.
No, the grablax is without the cold water.
You use the
cold water, not
hot. Not hot, okay. So he says like this, So again, if let's just read that paragraph again. You can really make it royal, you date sign. It doesn't really help for the cooking. It makes it all taste better. We like it when it's chamin. Then there is no iser at all. Because the chamin, it is better. We like certain things are better, but it's not the actual biscuit. It just tastes a little bit better.
So when
you rinse it with cold. Right.
And it's edible.
And it's the same thing. Right. So even if you eat chamin, it wouldn't be a problem. Right. Okay, it tastes better, it's like he's saying.
No, it tastes better rinsed, but you can eat it even before you rinse it. They're not salted for a year, they're salted for 3 days.
Right, 3 days.
It's very salted, so you rinse it, it tastes better. But,
If you rinse it with warm, hot. Cold is better. So then for sure. Now you look at the next paragraph. Now we understand the minigolem. You can make coffee, cocoa, and there's no problem of had the cost of eating marmalade. Why not? You can't eat it without the hot water. You can't eat it, or the cold water is according to the Prima Gadol. He says, but we, because he got Ray Gambim, I am Simon. You don't need hot. We just said, if you don't need hot now, it tastes better. So now we took here because they already cooked it before, so it's saying Bishal Akha Bishal. Well, today, many of the instant coffees are cooked before. I heard Starbucks is questionable. That's why I don't use Starbucks on Shabbos. My cousin, one who's in Ashdod, a cousin business, told me that the Starbucks instant coffee is not cooked, not all of it's cooked before. But the taster's choice is some of the other companies are. So I don't use this. I don't use the Starbucks one. But the clearly you see over here that if you're following the shitas of the Mishnah Berurah, even though in the cold water it's limasim, and it tastes better with hot. We just said, but you could do it anyway without the hot. It tastes a little bit better. But the actual changing of the form, there's no difference between hot and cold. Then asim ruim l'shtiyah. Yeah, I like it hot because I want hot cocoa. I don't want cold cocoa. Although I do find with the cocoa, it's not in the cold water, nothing. It doesn't happen.
Hot cocoa is a problem on the low fat one. They usually have saccharin.
That's also a problem, right? Some of those are also not cooked, right? Some of them have to clarify which ones, but it's true. There's some of those, the ones that are.
It's definitely the ones that are low calorie.
Low calorie, not even cooked before. Right, they're not cooked before. Comes if you want to see the other paiskim, then, if you really want to be machmir. So the Aruch HaShulchan, let's learn the Aruch HaShulchan, and we'll go back to this. Ketubis. Aruch HaShulchan says like this, he brings the Ramah and Siddalid. But let's look at the end. They put it in bold, straight to the Aruch HaShulchan. Lani is Daiti Niru. Clearly, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Gab bit sign and Aser, if it's a Gemar Malacha. In those days, he didn't have what we have today. But we do know that. So, according to the Prima Gadol, he says, signing is asr. You see that he's paskening like the Prima Gadol, that even cold, if you the Aruch HaShulchan, you cannot make coffee. You would not be able to make cocoa. You would not be able to go ahead and take anything and take changing its form. Adukhasan, if you're soaking it, it's a gemar malacha. I'm able to eat it now. Before I couldn't. I can't eat the cocoa by itself, and I can't eat the coffee by itself. According to these paiskim, go back to the Pesukei Teshuvos. They put everything in bold. You can see over there who holds like the Prima Gadol. Many of the paiskim that we normally follow.
Even when it's a bishul of a bishul.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. It's a gemar malacha. It's makabapatish. So yeah, because this is the final way. This is the final step. You have the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch who holds like the Prima Gadol Aruch Shulchan, the Marsham. Now Yeshua brings down, Rav Moshe brings it down to, Rav Ozner by tradition food brings it down to, right? Tzmakeh B'Patish. I'm changing that's where the whole tradition food came in. And you have the same Vayan Yosef, the Knei Boisim. They're all machmir. Ludverim, you can clearly feed them. I put it in bowl. You're not allowed to make coffee, cocoa, Elliot. You have to do everything from before. The Mayim Reisim, the Erev Shabbos. So if you really want, he ends up, but look at the whole world does. I'm the cook, I say I'm a dama. If you want to be machmir to yourself. So definitely I'm not coming here in the shir and telling you to be machmir. Because those that want to be machmir and make the sense before and the cocoa before, and anything which I'm changing the form, be chayshis for the prima godim. Right, yeah, Ramesh also is machmir. So you have to be aware of the... and undo it a kli shlishi. That's to do with the prima godim. Machmir b'patish. It's nothing to do with heat. It has to do with the fact that you're changing something form. And once you change it, you chayshis for makab apatish. Nothing to do with bishul. We're talking about makab apatish. But as we see, I heard this maybe now. That's what my nephew's telling me. Likely the machmir. I can only tell you what we were brought up and what we saw in our paiskim, Shmir Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah and Mishnah Berurah clearly says that it's all going to be mutter. You want to be machmir la'atzmai and make all your coffee from before. Comes along now a new part. So this is one inyan. Let's just clarify. We're talking about water up until this point. Water by itself is questionable if it's signing, if it's going to be bishul or makab apatish or not. We had our first prima godin, which makes a lot of sense to learn like Rav Shlomo Zalman, because according to prima godin, it's makab apatish, it's not bishul. So definitely when the prima godin brought down about the wax, it must be that there was heat involved over there, something with heat. And it's similar to what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that you could accomplish so much more. Yatzei Leves Bay, but even if it's not Yatzei Leves Bay, something's happening. So then it's going to run into this Bishul type of a problem. But we are now heading into a different sugya, and that's why when it came to this question of fish, which is going ahead and taking lemon juice and soaking the fish in the lemon juice, so pouring lemon juice on the fish without any Bishul or salt, we're going to be heading into sugya that the olam, this is very negative to all of us when it comes to salads and salting salads. We're heading into ma'abid and bishul. So let's go through this quickly, although this is probably more important to all of us, because I don't think the olam is going to be changing up until this point that you've been doing until now. This is just to give you a little bit of a broader knowledge of the halach of what bishul is. Says the mechaber in Shim Chafal, like we mentioned before, you cannot make a lot of salt water. It looks like you're going to tan. That's what they would do. Lost says, what would I do with the salt? What I would put it into vegetables. We shouldn't have done it. I want to soak vegetables. You can make a little bit. You'll take a little bit. You know, it doesn't look like you're doing ma'abid. You're doing it for purposes of eating. You can have 2/3 salt and anything's awesome because that would be really ma'abid. So a lot of salt and a little water is going to be also a little bit. Next, mechaber. Awesome, like chitita sign. You're not allowed to go ahead and salt your radishes. Hey, making a salad, 4 or 5 radishes. You're salting, you're not allowed to. Nation, there, what does it look like? I'm kaivish kvasin. I'm trying to preserve my vegetables. Why is kaivish aser? Mechaber says, I'm cooking. What am I not cooking? I'm not cooking. There's no heat. It doesn't need heat. I cannot salt my food. Mechaber says, bishul. He doesn't say it's mabit, it's tanning. Hello, what are you allowed to do? You can go in and take your vegetables and dip it into the salt. Baits and eggs, you're allowed to. No one preserves eggs. We don't preserve eggs. There's no problem of either bishul or ma'abit. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Zaka Mishnah Berurah. Kol davar, shetzarach melich, anything which needs salt. But you use salt. If you're going onions, so we have garlic, you have cucumbers, raw cucumbers. Those are all going to be usher like snine. What does that mean? I can dip one at a time. I cannot take salt and put it over my onions and my garlic and my cucumbers. Who had your kasa maramba? Tznayim. He writes tznayim. He writes anything like tznayim. You come up near it. If it's not the derech at all to preserve, then it will be mutter. But these vegetables we do make cucumber salad. People can go ahead and say salt their onions. They do that, and definitely all of these then would be in this category. Now we have to learn the next Mishnah Berurah. There seems to be contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just learn it, and then we'll go into the final halach here. It says the Mishnah Berurah like this. What does it mean, 4 or 5? So I have radishes, and now I'm going to salt my radishes. Usually I'm going to have a salad, and I want to salt my salad. We're going to see salads have so many different vegetables. Some of them, And that's going to be our shiloh of the day. You have in the salad, you're going to have cucumbers. So cucumbers, we normally do salt to save it. Or we're going to pickle it. We're going to use vinegar. So we have lettuce, you usually don't. And then you're going to have maybe carrots. And you're going to have what you do. So we have a mixture over here, some that you do and some that you don't. That's where we're going to head. What are you allowed to do, shalosh shudas? You want your wife wants to use salad dressing. So let's see first the Mishnah Berurah. The kishikol chaticha menefes levadoi. If each one's by itself, it's not kovish kvasim. That's derech achila. It's not ma'abit. When you do it all together, even if my das is to eat it right away, I'm making a salad. I'm going to eat it right away. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's still awesome. V'loila, I'm not even keeping it in the salt. Achi natsumir asim. Awesome. There's a steer here. You tell me if you feel there's a steer here. I saw some of the Reb Chaim does feel that there's contradictions in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's go vaikli. What if you do leave it in there? It's aser. Because that even one, we're asking many. Many is aser, even if I'm going to eat my salad right away. Kain el ataz. Kain el yirab. Kain el yirab akasim. I'm going to keep it to preserve it. Don't salt at all. You can dip, but you cannot salt. I'm going to gain it. What's our minute? Cut your radishes very small. Put it in a plate. So what are you going to do? You can salt it, but if you're going to salt it, you can't salt it. We just said you can't salt it. What do? You weaken the salt. How do you weaken the salt? You add vinegar to it. Then you're eichlin eisai. So salt by itself, you're not allowed to. Sometimes the vinegar itself is the purpose, and that's what we're going to see soon. Here, the vinegar weakens the salt. This is many chatichas, the asamidina. Even if you're eating it right away. So what's the heter? Like we just said, you could dip it in. But to pour the salt on top of it, you're not allowed to do. And that seems to be what the Mishnah Berurah is passing in there. So then he writes, this is where they say the steer of the Mishnah Berurah. But I'm not leaving it. I'm pouring the chametz. It's not considered ibud. What does it mean? He already said at the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah, even if you're not manichin oisei, it's still aser. So the ikar is a shayfin sham chametz. That to me is the main thing. The kolishkenim shayfin sham shemen take it. And pour the oil right away on, the shaman weakens the salt, so you're allowed to do it. And then he ends off with Sasan the Kaiman place in Yarek. He says they make this vegetable salad, umalch and hayarek. They do each one tchila, umashnai sekach, masanamayim, and then they mix it with the shaman. That's also because you waited too long already. That's ibud, kivin shumamtin. You're waiting until the salt is in the actual food itself.
That's what he's saying. When you mix the salt with the vinegar,
you're weakening the salt. Right.
You're not doing the salt, and it's weakened.
And it's weakened. Very good. So if you're having the dressing, you're having everything there, it's weakened and get the salt, that would seem to be not a problem at all. Okay, then the Mishnah goes into the...
Well, that's when they make you like the Israeli salad, just some lemon juice, salt, and pepper. You should mix the salt and pepper into the lemon juice and then pour it on.
Then you should do it, right. I can't wait.
Sprinkle it on the...
Right, we're gonna the lemon juice is the problem. We're gonna see the lemon juice is the problem, and the vinegar can be a problem too.
But not by salad.
Right. So
the
let's
salad. It's not gonna last. If a regular salad, with tomatoes. And other
yeah, that's because the tomatoes are not gonna last.
If it's just cucumbers, then that's a cucumber stuff. If it's not, then it's not gonna take a little bit after an hour.
Right, it's not gonna be good anymore. Right. That's for sure not. So that's why let's see then how this plays out. Mishnah Berurah goes into which malach it is again. The Rambam and Rashi argue is it bishul, is it ma'abed? And let's just read the Mishnah Berurah tezvav. Zeh atam. The Rambam Rashi gives the reason. It's ma'abed. The kasav ataz. The mitama shulchan aruch leishlomayt. Also lishbech yayin and shar mashkim. You cannot pour wine and other liquids. Lekliyish by chaimitz kedei shigam zeh chaimitz. He wants us to become vinegar too, because that's kadosh kavasim. I'm a skavin shaysemat. Nichpa, it should become chaimitz. And then they go into of the bechal. Look at the last line of Mishnah Berurah, which is pashit to all of us, to take the cucumbers and to soak it, for sure, is asr l'kulayam. Says Reb Chaim, the last one, the bottom one on the sheet, called avash ha-melech ma'yalai, if the salt helps it, to soften it, or to make it hard, to remove, ay lahafig mirirasa, chiyaitzibay, snaim, batzim, shuyim, mutalim, chaticha, chaslovad, So he holds you could salt one at a time, eat it right away. And the dip goes back to the Mishnah Brewery. It talks about someone machmer only to dip. He brought the El Yerav and others. And then he writes, I will also litvo b'melach beiz chatichas achas. You could do achas achas levadu, like we saw. I will also litvo b'melach. You can't beiz chatichas achas achas levadu. It's time b'yachad. L'anich on the fun of lach l'miyadzu achazu. Achachal v'shayna, you're waiting. You could do one at a time. That's what we said. You can only do one. Once it's two, even though I'm going to put one down and not eat it right away, okay, but till I eat the other one, I run into a problem. So you mutal, what is chaticha achas? You dip one, or you pour the salt on one, as he said over here, because he says mutal mai chaticha levade, and you're going to eat it right away. That would be permitted to do. And then again, that goes back into what the mechaber said. Asam lech minish, but elamitabel kol achas levade. Mechaber's mashmi can be metabolit, which is the way the Mishnah Berurah learned it also. Chaim Noah is a little bit more, it seems to say, mutal imlayach. It's not really, the Lashon is not letabel. Go back to what the Mishnah Berurah said, that it's the all the way on the top of the sheet. I'm a tabel chatir tzayin chada asim. The mashra is a mocham abad it's asir. And the malayach tzayin asar filu chatir chasachas. You have to dip it in. They're not shalom al metabel. Tibel alone. And that's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns. You can dip it in, but you can't even salt it. So I can't even take the soap and put it on top.
But it matters if it's cooked, something's cooked, eventually it's cooked, right? It's all the same day.
Very good. So that's what we have to see. We're going to learn that right now. Excellent. So the big machlokes about that. So that, let's get to all our final halachas, so Yitzi's question and all the other questions. First, we're going to learn the Shemir Shabbos, then we're going to learn the Archa Shabbos, and we'll get to the halachas. Says the Shemir Shabbos like this. We have food that you normally would preserve or to keep. Batzel, tznayim, malafra, tiyotvel, can't salt it on Shabbos, even if you want to eat it right away. You learned in the Mishnah Berurah. Unless you do two things. Or either you dip it in salt one at a time, or you could salt many of them, but you have to pour right away Shem and Echaim. It's like we said. So very good. The Hainu Dvarim, then Amachlish, the Melach. Yantif, you could always do it. Very good. Now let's go to the questions that the Mepharshim speak about. So over here, what about something that's cooked? Right? Yitzi's question, something that's cooked. Kasav, so the Tzayis HaShulchan, right? Sha'as, you still can't do it. Shame she is bishul achar afia. Just like there's a concept bishul afia. It's fish achar bishul, so you can't do it. You can't do it, even though it's cooked. Chare pula sakfish is different than bishul. Vahaisiv, and he brings from mechaber shasam leich pula madashim shen is bashlu. The Yerah Mishnah Berurah shamalicha ma'ilulem. The next of adav. So even if it's cooked, you're not allowed to do it. No, you say even if it's cooked, you can't do it. Yeah, if it's something that we'll see now, he's going to talk about. Your question's the next case. So let's go back to, let's see number 18 here. Mm-hmm. What happens if you only preserve it when they're whole, not when they're cut? Now, he gives you examples over here. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, you could do it. And Rabbi Yashiv also says, you look at the way it is right now. The way it is right now, is this normal or not? He's really talking about tomatoes, but I don't know, because tomatoes today, people also preserve it, even if, I mean, if you have a tomato salad, I don't know if they only preserve whole tomatoes.
Tomatoes get mushy very quickly.
They get mushy, right, so that's what he's saying. Then he gets to your question. What about Yerakoy Shein Derech Chayshim Kishen Kfarim? Let's say when they're mevushal, it's not normal. So again, if it's normal, even if it's cooked, you have a problem. What happens if it's not normal? Well, Yashiv says, you're allowed to do it. Ah, just a little bit, could give a little taste. And this in Karel, it says, no, being that you do it when it's not cooked, usher to salt it at all. So clearly, there, even Rabbi Yash is saying only a little bit salt, it can't be a lot of salt. Now, what about you have salad? My question is salad, Yerakas, you have many vegetables. Shadarkam, Chvish Yerakas, Shein Darkam, I have lettuce, I have cucumbers. Rabbi Nissen Karel says, usher, LMK nice and kaidam, you have to put the shemen first. They don't even let you do it after. Like he brings down the Mishnah Berurah, and you'll see it's Meimelach, and also Shemen Bemelach, like the Mayim, with Neisheir Miachad, then you would be allowed to, again, mix it before. You don't. They're not even letting you do it right after. It's not on the, letting you go ahead and take the Shemen and put it in right after. You would have to put the Shemen in first, because that's the only way. If it's Derech L'Chayvshon, it doesn't work. It can only work if it's going to be...
into the Shemen?
Right, you have to do it in the Shemen.
That's fine.
Right. Even though, again, if you go back to what it, if you go back to what it said on the top, I mean, Shmir Shabbos says Yishbechalei Miyat Achar Amalicha. Right after the Malicha, you can go ahead and put the Shemen in. Here, he's telling you You have to put the shaman in first. The right way to do it is put the shaman in first. Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katniyot, I don't have the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katniyot over here, but that the right way to do it would be like that. And then I looked at the Arche Shabbos, he says the same thing, because he says that he brings on he brings on Rashi, he brings on the Rambam, and then he ends off, Amna Mesaba Shein Lesson, Ken Yeshu, it has to be Ragil, if it's not Ragil, you're not allowed to do it. And then he says, he brings down the Shemir Rav Shama Zalman. But let's go to the last one on the sheet, and then we'll conclude our share. The Divrei Michael Kitanim. What about if it's, let's say you have chickpeas. Each chickpea by itself, no one eats, you usually take a bunch. You don't eat it one at a time. So what are you going to go ahead and say? You want to take the chickpea and dip it into the salt? Each one by itself? You eat a lot together. So it's derech achila. So let's say you wanted to salt chickpeas on Shabbos. He brings that case. He's going to pull him a dashim. So Reb Chaim now says, you don't have to do one at a time. If you don't do more than the normal, you would eat in that one shot. So he's looking at one shot as, so one radish I normally would eat. So I could do one radish. One carrot I could do. But if it's going to be a food where it's small, what's one? One is a bunch. That's what he's saying. And then he brings down, if you look at the next one, someone forgets and salts radishes, and he realizes it's nay, put the shaman in, like we said. That's what we said before. Even if you remember later on, you can eat the food. Well, the Bir Halacha says, it's a shaygeg, it's a rabbanon, and it gets into a different halacha altogether. What do we conclude with our share then? We see that we have to be careful with the salting. You can't just salt your salad, especially you're going to have a lot of different, many different foods in there, unless you put in, like we said, the salt, you're going to put in the shaman and the chayimitz right away. Best, as we said, to do it before. Put the shaman in first, and then put the salt in. When it comes to our fish then, definitely, it's not makabah patish, and it's not going to be the bishul of shin yud chet. It is going to be the bishul of here where it's ma'avid. You're changing the actual food. You're changing the actual fish, and if you're actually changing it, clearly, even though it's only lemon juice, right? But the lemon juice itself, and even though I'm not keeping it, I don't know how you are. People do keep it now because now you see that you can keep the fish. It turns a little bit brown. The normal
brown right away. It's
gray. Gray, right. It's going to turn gray.
It turns gray right away, but taste-wise, it'd be great, but it's still edible a day later. It's not,
It's still going to be edible. It's the derech, but it's going to be the derech to salt. Being it's the derech to salt, whether it's l'shem kibush, let's remember, it is l'shem kibush, that's why I'm doing it, and it's the normal way to do it. I'm doing it to kibush it, to preserve it. That's bishul. See, even if you're going to tell me it's not ma'abid, and that's why I wanted to show the island that Archa Shabbos. Is he says it then, if it's ma'abi, you can tell me it's not ma'abi. It's not the normal way to be ma'abi. But if it's bishul, so this is bishul. Through the act, and that's why if you hold a shitas rashi, it definitely is going to be a problem of bishul. And therefore, to make all this fish on Shabbos itself is not allowed. Preparing the fish with the lemon juice, preparing it which is the acid does cause it to cook. So it would be, it's not cooking, but it's like cooking. The people that tell me they eat it tastes like it's cooked. So la halacha then, we have to ask ourselves that question. It doesn't have to be heat then. From Shin Chaf Aleph, we have a new chiddush here. That bishul can be when you're changing the item and it's the normal way to prepare the food this way. So now it's also, it's not water, don't forget. It has to be something which changes. Water is Shin Yod Ches. So when it comes to water and chanami, we have a shayla of makabah patish or not. We're not talking about water anymore. Now we're talking about lemon juice. Now we're talking about vinegar. Oh, that changes the food. That changes the food. That will be bishul. We have to be careful not to do it on Shabbos. We have to therefore be careful not to salt our salads, depending what's in the salad. You want to dip into the salt that you can do, but just to salt the salad, even if there are foods that are, some of them are normal to salt and some of them are not normal to salt, we see from the pricing that it's not allowed. And even if it's already cooked, it doesn't make a difference. Yesh kvisha, achar bishul. So even if the foods are mevushal, now if it's mevushal, but it's not the derech, the salt, the mevushal, then we have a machlekes here between Rabbi Yashiv and Ram Nissen Karelitz. Would you be allowed to salt it or not? Thank you. And getting back to the coffee, so again, we're going to go with what we held in, up until now. We're going to follow most of the Paiskim that say there's no makav a patish by food. You want to be machmir? Yes, there's reason to be machmir because you have all these Paiskim that are machmir.